It's a 154,000 square foot, one-story store planned for a plot that's now occupied by a vacant vegetable cannery. It's near the shore of the Fox River, a space that some see as prime real estate. It's also on Broadway, a street the city has worked for years to revitalize with small businesses. Nick Sparacio is Green Bay's city planner.
We kind of feel like we're at a crossroads here. We're at a fork in the road, at least, where you know, how we respond to this request signals where we're at and the direction that we're taking in downtown Green Bay.
Walmart hosted an informational meeting last night. It brought out members of a grassroots group called Be Local, which Rhonda Sitnikow says organized in response to the store's proposal. She says a big box retailer goes against Green Bay's authenticity plan.
We are definitely very proud of the progress that has been made in the Broadway district in the last, 12, 15 years, and we want to continue to see that happen, and we know with the city's plan that we will.
Walmart has its supporters, like former city alderman Tony Tyson.
I personally, if I owned a business on Broadway, I'd really like the idea, because anytime you get more people in shopping in your neighborhood, you're going to get more stopping by your place.
A Green Bay City Council Advisory Committee has recommended approving Walmart's plan. Mayor Jim Schmidt has gone on record opposing the store. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.